it's Austin Ray.
Hi, it's Austin Ray here with the Tism Time podcast. I'm your host, Austin Ray. And this is basically the first, this is what's going to be the first episode of the first official season of the podcast. So this is going to be a review of the movie Joker. It's a little late, but, you know, I just saw it, so kind of slacking. Hope you enjoy. So, Joker. This is a great movie, honestly. Almost no complaints. This is a great movie. It's a great freaking movie. Yeah, no, I knew it was gonna be great, as soon as I saw the first trailer. Like, that little teaser thing where, Joaquin Phoenix is just standing there and the clown makeup flashes over his face, right? Yeah, so, that's when I knew that this was gonna be a great movie. Joaquin Phoenix is absolutely one of my favorite actors. I love him. I loved him in, Walk the Line. That was really good, where he played Johnny Cash. And he, is a little insane in real life. I've been joking around a lot since he decided to play the Joker. I was like, well, yeah, of course, he's gonna do a good job. He's actually crazy. But, yeah, he's had a tough life. And, I think that helps him, as an actor, convey a lot of emotion. So, yeah, speaking on emotion, the raw, gritty, tough emotion in this film is amazing. The amount of understanding and empathy you feel for this evil person is crazy. For somebody who is committing multiple homicides throughout the duration of this movie, you feel sorry for them. You feel connection to them. Like they're a person. You want to help them, you know? And I think a lot of that comes from the way this movie's directed. Todd Phillips, great, great director. Usually a comedy director, but this was probably his best film of all time that he's directed. By the way, I love The Hangover and Todd Phillips' other works. But yeah, no. The way he directs this, it's all from sort of, it's all from the point of view of Joaquin Phoenix, you know? It's all, and this is where we get into the different theories of what's real, what isn't. It's all kind of a fever dream of Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker's imagination, you know. This could all be real. This could have all happened as we saw it. It could have all happened, but not exactly how we saw it. None of it could have happened. That's also possible, you know. And it's really interesting to think about the different possibilities of what was real and what wasn't. You know, if maybe he did actually kill the people, if that happened, but you know, maybe some of the things that led to him committing murder didn't actually happen. But yeah, no, this is a great movie. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. If you haven't seen it, I don't know why you made it this far into the review without being like, "Oh my god, spoilers. I'm gonna freaking kill this guy now for spoiling a movie." But no. This is a great movie. Joaquin Phoenix is amazing in it. Robert De Niro, amazing in it. He does a great job. Alec Baldwin almost played Thomas Wayne. Interesting fact. Okay. But they didn't because they didn't want Thomas Wayne to look like Donald Trump. Like, because Alec Baldwin plays Donald Trump on SNL all the time and stuff, you know? So they didn't want to draw parallels between that because they were already getting bad media press about this movie, which I think is totally unwarranted. But, yeah. Very interesting film. Very introspective, controversial film, I feel. And it's been incredibly successful, so clearly the media, popular media, CNN, Fox, were causing a lot of this controversy. Just pulling stuff out of thin air, you know? Not actual studies, or probably not even seen the movie. And they were just trying to stir up controversy for this movie because the themes in it of rebelling and being cast out by the government and a society that doesn't very much accept you, and sort of taking charge of your life and getting rid of this oppressor in a way. And they probably thought, you know, this could be trouble for the US government, so we're gonna go on a rampage and stop this movie before it starts, you know. But clearly the audience has enjoyed this movie thoroughly because it is what now the highest selling R-rated movie of all time. And it's a comic book movie that's R-rated. Never happens. It's amazing. And it's not really even a comic book movie. It's more of like a Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, Scarface sort of old New York 80s gangster style, gritty, dark film. It's a character piece studying a man with mental illness slowly breaking and destroying the society that oppresses him, that keeps him in this cage. And just some closing thoughts to pull an example. The scene where he shoots Murray. I love the way he says that. Murray. The scene where he shoots Murray. The host of like the late night show or whatever it's called on there, the Murray Franklin show I think is what it's called, but when he this that scene that whole scene the interview scene, him dancing, him walking out, admitting to the murders, I can feel like every emotion being conveyed by Joaquin Phoenix in that scene. I can feel like I was experiencing the pain that he's going through with this interview that's happening with admitting to a triple homicide, after just murdering one of his only friends and then murdering one of his only father figures that he's ever known, one of two that both don't accept him. That's that scene, the pain and the just when he finally lets go of his sanity slowly slipping away from him and shoots Murray Franklin in the head. That's, it's amazing. It's the perfect climax to this film. You know, he's not trying to take over the world. He's not doing any of this comic book villain usual things. He's just going crazy. And he kills a talk show host and then dances around and talks to the camera before the police come and arrest him. And this movie does not have a happy ending. I know he gets out at the end of the movie, and then it pans back, and then it goes to, like, the Bruce Wayne scene in the alley where Thomas Wayne and Martha Wayne get murdered. Seen it a million times. And then you see him in the hospital, or the Arkham Asylum, or wherever the hell he is. And you see him allegedly kill this guy. Like, you don't see him kill him, but it's pretty much very, very heavily implied that he kills this guy who's taking care of him. But, you know, that's not a happy ending for anybody. Because now the Joker is loose, maybe. Maybe. Joker might be loose. There's riots in the street. People were killed. There was a slew of murders. All linked to the same person. He didn't kill all of them, but he killed most of them. And this is probably one of the darkest, best films I've ever seen. And that's not even like a joke or an exaggeration or anything. This is probably one of the best films I've ever seen. Probably one of the best films that will be made within my lifetime. Well, I wouldn't say within my lifetime, because that could be a very long time. Currently is one of the best films made within my entire lifetime, which, to be fair, is 16 years, but to be fair, 16 years is a lot, so, yeah, no, if you haven't seen it, go see it. If you've seen it, see it again, because this is an amazing movie. Joaquin Phoenix, Robert De Niro, Todd Phillips, I mean, amazing character piece, and it's, you don't even have to watch it as a comic book fan, which is rare with comic book movies, but, yeah, no, go see this movie. I give it a 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, I'm not saying it's perfect, but it's getting a perfect score, 10 out of 10, go see Joker. I love this movie.
Smile, though your heart is aching, smile, even